So we got off the plane, and Uncle Star took me to pick up the SUV he had rented. Then he took me to a camping supply place. I wandered around it looking at different stuff. Uncle Star asked if there was anything in particular I wanted, and I said I wanted to go home. He said we would soon enough, but just wanted this change for me to get away from everything for a while. He didn't get a whole lot, just two tents, air mattresses, sleeping bags, a camp stove, two lanterns, some pots and pans and the like. Then we went to a grocery and stocked up on food. We got enough for a week, it looked like. And then we drove back to the airport. Uncle Star, why are we back here?
We have to pick up someone.
Oh, is Birch joining us after all?
No, it's someone else. He's right over there.
Bobby! Bobby Thornbody had just come out of the security gate. I was so glad to see him. I ran to him and gave him a huge hug. Yeah, I know I don't normally go around hugging people, but this was different.
Dipper?
Bobby, why are you here?
Your uncle asked me to come. He thought you'd like to see a friendly face. You know, to help you feel better.
Oh, Bobby, I'm so glad you're here. This trip has been a real bummer up to now.
That's what friends are for, Dipper. To be there for you. To help you when you're down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. A true friend.
Mr. Borealis, is it alright if I take Dipper down to the food court for a moment? I have something I want to talk to him about, and it's kind of private.
Sure. Did you have any checked bags? I'll take them to the car. Just go straight to the food court and don't wander off, okay?
Yes, sir. Just one suitcase. It's green and has my name taped on it.
I found my wrist firmly grasped by Bobby as he nearly dragged me in the direction of the food court. I bought a couple of slices of pizza for us and two pops. Then we sat down.
I came in such a hurry when I heard all that happened to you. I've known you since we were little, and you've always come to my defense. Always helped me when I was in danger or scared. You've done everything you're capable of, just so I knew I had a friend to rely on. Dipper, you're my best friend, and even when things that happened caused me to worry about you, I'm still willing to move heaven and earth just to see you smile again. Why? Because I care about you, Dipper. Because I love you.
I'd never heard Bobby be so open about his feelings. I sat and listened.
No matter what we go through, I'm willing to do anything for you, just because it makes me feel good to see you smile.
Just having you here makes me smile, Bobby. Then Bobby did something that surprised me. He leaned over and kissed me on the lips.
You're more than just a friend to me, Dipper. I feel like the more time we spend together, the happier I feel. I don't want to say this in a way that would make you worry, and I don't expect you to say the same. But Dipper, ever since you got into the music business, I've grown to love you as far more than just a friend. Far more than I expected to. And with everything that happened, I want you to know that if you need me, no matter where, no matter when, I'll be there to do anything you ask. Anything. For you.
I'd do anything for you too, Bobby.
I'd do anything for you, Bob. Anything for you mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Would you climb a hill?
Anything.
Wear a daffodil?
Anything.
Leave me all your will?
Anything.
Fight that bully bill?
What, fisticuffs? I'd do anything for you, Bob. Anything, yes, I'd do anything.
Anything
for you.
Would you
lace my shoe?
Anything.
Paint your face bright blue?
Anything.
Catch a kangaroo?
Anything.
Go to Timbuktu?
And back again. I'd risk everything for one kiss.
What?
Everything. Yes, I'd do anything.
Anything?
Thank you.
would you be, my friend?
Anything, and on you depend.
Anything to the bitter end.
Anything,
and as we ascend, share everything I do. Anything for my friend. Anything, yes I do. Anything.